Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragway.com.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Home of David Bakhtiari, Tuesdays at 4:35, where we all learn new tricks. And new ways to pass the time is the best way to do it. Best way to do that is just use the radio.com app and go and rewind and listen to all the great programming you missed throughout the day, like the Chuck and Winkler pregame show with my man Ryan Horvath. Just rewind after the big show all the way back to 5 a.m. Listen to my man Ryan break down what happened last night's Bucks game, preview the day ahead that we had today here on The Fan, and also Thursday night, get ready for the Bud Light huddle at Bullwinkle's in Brookfield, Thursday night at 6 o'clock out in Brookfield. People with the good credit right over there by the corners of Brookfield. That place has some killer wings. Also tomorrow, John Heyman is going to join our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, is going to be on the Chuck and Winkler program at 8 a.m. Talk a lot of Brewers baseball and where he could see the Brewers being players for the free agency period that we talked to Adam McAlvey about at 3:48. We also were able to catch up with Tom Oates, if you missed that conversation, at 2:48 today, talking Wisconsin Badgers with Oatsy, along with me a little smidge of Green Bay Packers football. But Tom Oates is impassioned about the Wisconsin Badgers and the, quote, lunacy that it is of people believing that the Wisconsin Badgers need to make a change at the top of the football program, and that's our right lane today. Is it time to move on from Paul Chryst, Gary Ellerson, your Wisconsin Badgers? A lot of people frustrated on social media with the play that they had the last couple of times. We've seen them on the field. Now they have their bye week this past week. Get ready for a home game against Iowa with still everything that they want to accomplish in front of them in winning the Big Ten title, right?
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, so that, you know, that's the proverbial Badger way, I would think, right? I mean, and, you know, we talked to Tom Oates, which was a great interview. How do you hear it again?
They could check it out on the podcast or hit the rewind feature.
The rewind feature. I like that's a great feature, that rewind feature. So you go back, and so he spelled it out. I mean, it is what it is. And he almost came down and said, I think Steve would agree, got him to say that it probably doesn't matter who the head coach is at Wisconsin. Well, I suppose it does matter. You got to have somebody that's competent. But if you've got a competent head coach like a Paul Chryst, that they can win 10, 11, 12 games a year if they do it right. But every once in a while, maybe you have a chance to get into the playoffs. But that's not going to be the norm at Wisconsin, though.
Sparky, it was the headline was lunacy. It's lunacy to believe that the Badger football program needs a change. I happen to believe that is a perfect word for the situation. But what do you say to the people that believe that it might be time to move on from Paul Chryst?
I think they're nuts. And I think if this would have been, I don't know, Gary, what, 5-8 years ago,
yeah,
I probably would have agreed with him. But now, learning what I've learned through the Gary Anderson years and so forth, it doesn't really matter who the coach of this team is anymore. It really doesn't. You can go down, you can get worse, but as far as getting much better than what you are, it's probably not going to happen. The goal pretty much for this organization is just being the Big Ten championship game and, you know, probably get your lunch handed to you most years. And maybe once, you know, catch lightning in a bottle and maybe you win a Big Ten championship, get yourself into the playoff. But that's really what it comes down to, is hoping to catch lightning in a bottle one time, get lucky one time, get into the 14 playoff, and then, you know, who knows what happens at that point. But this program is about as good as it's probably going to get at this point. And to think it's going to go in a different direction or change at any point if it's a different coach, I just don't know if that's possible. And if it is possible, well, then I'll gladly say, right, I'm wrong if they bring a different coach in here and all of a sudden they're Alabama and LSU on a year-to-year basis in Ohio State, then I'll be happy to be wrong if that's what it is. But right now I'm just kind of resigned to the fact of, you know, this program is what it is, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
It's crazy to me that we're having this conversation when really I think if there's going to be the conversation around anybody at that school, I would think it would be closer to Greg Gard. With Wisconsin basketball starting tonight and the way that they've kind of floundered since the appearance and then Bo Ryan leaving and not being able to re-reach those heights. Like, I feel like that would be the one where people would have more animosity. That's just me, though. 414-799-1250.
Well, there's a difference between the two. From a university standpoint, and Gary, you tell me if you're wrong, if you think I'm wrong on this. Mm-hmm. Paul Christ is a Barry Alvarez guy.
Yes.
He loves Paul Christ. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think unless Paul Chryst like sucks for like 5 years, Paul Chryst is there as long as Barry Alvarez is athletic director. Mm-hmm. Like that deal is done. Like forget even thinking about him leaving unless he leaves on his own. But Barry's not going to fire Paul Chryst. Greg Gard, on the other hand, Greg Gard, that's a little bit different because that was Bo Ryan pushing his agenda on Barry, saying Greg Gard, Greg Gard, Greg Gard, and Barry Alvarez is like, don't you try and force me into a corner on anything.
Pretty much,
and got kind of irritated by the whole situation, and then eventually gave Greg Gard the job. So if one's going to get moved on, it's going to be Greg Gard before it's Paul Chryst, I think, at the end of the day. But even then, Gard's going to have to stink for at least probably 3 years before Barry moves on him, too.
Exactly.
And we say stink as in miss the NCAA tournament, correct?
Stink as in, like, yeah.
Yes.
Stink as in, like, NIT or not making either tournament, yes. Because that is the level where they're at now. Their level of expectation is NCAA tournament. Similar to the Badgers' level of expectation is top 25 and being in a decent bowl game. Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the Wisconsin basketball program last year losing to Oregon, everybody felt like that was an embarrassment to it. But you look at the preseason standings for this year, it's kind of rightfully understood as Oregon starts up at 15, Wisconsin's unranked to open up the year. And they start up tonight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Good fun time for both of those two schools as they take on St. Mary's tonight. You excited for start of Badger basketball, Gary? Get your popcorn ready?
No, you know, I hadn't thought about it yet.
Right? I saw the memes that basketball starts in college tonight. And
you know, I really...
I got to get the parlay card going.
I really want to get to a Bucks game first. I mean, I was talking to our program director. Do we call him program director?
Yes, he's a program director.
Yeah, I was talking to him about the other day, and... he asked me, did I ever go? I said, no, I haven't been to a game yet. But, you know, I want to get to one. I mean, it's just football season, Badgers football. I've been trying to go to both games, mm-hmm. and back. Brock's got football over there, Muskego. And then all of a sudden the Bucks just kind of get lost. But it'll loosen up here once. Looks like my Muskego team, they got a big game this weekend against Franklin. So
yeah, I heard the spread is Muskego given 3.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is that...
Muskego's at home.
Well, I mean, you get 3 points for being at home.
Right,
so
that's not much.
That's pretty much almost a pick 'em.
You think? Yeah, that's not much.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not much at all.
It says something for that home field advantage.
So
over there
doing all that, but that's going to loosen up here in a couple weeks, and I want to go see what Giannis and the Bucks are doing. I mean,
for sure. I think we'd need a group outing to a Bucks game.
Yeah.
Whole Big Show team, staffs, everybody.
All right. I think
producers, everybody. I think we can make that work.
Well, for sure, me, you, and Steve.
Yeah, no doubt.
Maybe we'll take
Leroy.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, he could. Well, he doesn't want to sit in the stands, though, right?
He'll sit in the stands at a Bucks game.
Okay.
Isn't that something? Steve, you've been with him at a Bucks game before.
We sat in the stands.
Yeah.
We sat in the stands.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's the most crazy rock star moment I think I've ever been a
coolest
part of.
Coolest you ever
life.
Felt, huh?
Not cool. Like, I just felt kind of bad. So, years ago...
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tom, right?
Oh, here we go. When he goes years ago, that's like your granddad.
Hold on.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Come on.
I got gray hair. I can say years ago.
Yeah, buckle in.
On this radio station, we did a topic at one point. I don't know if it was with Tim or who it was with. Maybe it was with Gary and Josh Verner back in the day. And it was... No, I think it was even shorter than that. Remember the topic we did of... No, if you could be one famous player
really
or one famous athlete.
Yeah, who would you be?
Who would you be?
Yeah, we did do that years ago.
Baby Touch, do you know who I took?
No, who did you pick, Steve?
Craig Counsell.
Okay.
Not knowing he'd be the brewer manager or anything of the sort. And everybody laughed at me because I think Gary took Jeter and everybody was taking all these. He's playing some weird music, like dream music right now.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, it's not in your head.
It's in my head.
Yeah, it's not in your head.
Don't do that to an old man. He'd been eating blue chews.
Gary took his headphones off and thought he was losing his mind officially.
Blue chews have side effects, cuz. I thought, like, you know, like it was Netflix and chill time or something. I don't know.
You sure you didn't eat those other chewables?
Right.
No, but.
Go ahead, Steve.
But I was saying Craig Counsell. And I think Gary said Derek Jeter, and guys all said different
Derek
guys,
Jeter.
Right?
You know why I said Derek Jeter?
Yeah,
gift basket.
Everybody said, "Why in the world would you take Craig Counsell?" And I simply said, "It's simple, because when Craig Counsell comes back into town, he's a millionaire. He comes back into town, he can go to Whitefish Bay Dominican game, sit in the stands, nobody bothers him. Yeah. He just sits there and watches the game. He can go, go to a Bucks game, nobody talks to him." Nothing. Now, it's elevated a little bit because now he's a Brewers manager. But up to that point, he was a guy that's won a World Series ring, was instrumental in winning a World Series ring, was a millionaire, and pretty much could do whatever he wanted. And even being a Brewers manager now, Billy, I still bet you if he rolled around in Vegas or Hawaii, he still wouldn't get talked to all that much.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, if he goes elsewhere, I think that he definitely can have a decently clean
normal life.
Yeah.
Right? Leroy Butler, this dude. This dude, and I don't know if he wants me telling this story, but I'm going to tell it.
Hey, well, just tell anyway. He's not here.
We were going Bucks Lakers. I know. Surprising that
they're
playing. Surprising that it's a Lakers
game.
Big
crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sold out.
So this dude goes, and I was coming from something. So I was dressed up. I had a shirt and tie on, nice jacket, the whole deal, right? So he goes, "All right, Sparks, this deal. You're going to meet me at this door after tip-off, and then we're just going to go straight to our seats." I'm like, okay. So I meet him at the door, and I'm thinking to myself, man, he's overblowing this, man. Because at this point, I've known Leroy for ever, right? To me, he's just a friend.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting how famous dude is. So I get there, he's got a sweatsuit on. And he goes, "All right." He takes his sweatsuit cover, and he puts it over his head. He's like, "All right, now when I say go, go, and you just keep walking." And I said, "Okay, Elvis, if you say so, sure." I think myself, "Are you crazy? Like, what do you think is going to happen when we walk? We're in the Bradley Center." This was years ago. "Yeah, okay, sure, whatever, Leroy." So we go, and he's behind me, and we're walking, and man, baby, Tosh, I'm telling you, I probably look like an agent or something weird.
You look like Jerry Maguire a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe all you
like
needed was an earpiece.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. I definitely did.
Jerry
so
Maguire.
So I'm going, and he's got his head down, and it's, "Hey, Leroy, hey, Leroy, hey, Leroy." And he's like, "Keep going, keep going." I'm waving to people, "Keep going." And, you know, he's throwing hands out. He's waving, and he's going, "Keep going, keep going." And then we get in our seats, and I was like, "That was crazy." He goes, "That's how it goes most of the time." I'm like, "There's no way. I would never, ever, ever want to be at that level. Never. Like, just no chance." Yeah. And then you take Derek Jeter level or something like that and go be that crazy big?
Or Admiral's in-game host. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That Admiral's in-game host.
It is. Probably it's pretty wild.
Little
yeah,
kids tomorrow morning at 10:30 are going to be wanting autographs.
It's a crazy lifestyle. Yeah,
it is.
No doubt about it. That's for sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, that to me, I don't even know what we were talking about. But that whole thing.
It's the big show.
I don't even remember. What were we talking about that led me on that story?
You can say anything.
It was something. What led me on that story about Leroy and everything? I don't even remember.
It's a big show, Carl.
What was the question?
Yeah. Well, the question that we have on Doc,
I'm too old,
if you want to know the real question,
so old.
We're actually in Pick a Lane, and that's not a part of Pick a Lane. So that's the question.
We're talking about Alvarez, Guard, da-da-da-da-da.
I don't know how you
got
there.
So how did we get there?
Well, that's the big show, Steve. Don't try to figure that out. You know what?
People are trying to figure that out for a decade.
No, he said something about going with Leroy to a game. You said something about going to a Bucks game this year. That's how
I said we should all go to a game. I said we should all go to a Bucks game together and hang out.
But, you know, Billy's job is to turn it back over there.
Just crank the wheel onto the other side.
Yeah. You ready?
But I'm trying to slow it down.
Okay.
I don't want us to go up on two wheels.
Yeah.
So this is how we're going to slow everything down. Okay. We're going to talk to Jerry and Tosa.
All right.
And talk about the elite quarterback issue in the NFL.
There it is.
And Jerry is now on Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane before Mike Clemens comes up at 5:35.
Love it.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello.
I think since Alvarez came on the scene, I think he's done an outstanding job with the program, and they've been to like 18 bowls in a row.
Yep.
They always have a good team. You know, they're always like a B-plus team, maybe A-minus. And they always have these outstanding running backs. But their whole thing is the running game, and they put in the pass here and there as need be. But, you know, when is the last time? I know Russell Wilson played for the Badgers. 1 year. But outside of that, we never get elite quarterbacks. We just get, I mean, we got one guy this year and maybe somebody behind him. I mean, doesn't Ohio State have like three quarterbacks, all of which would be starting on our team?
Well, check this out, Jerry. This weekend, LSU is not the number one team in the country. They're going to take on Alabama. Their starting quarterback transferred from Ohio State. The Ohio State starting quarterback that whooped up on the Badgers a couple of weeks ago was a transfer from Georgia. So they let five-star guys leave because then they just bring in other teams, ones that they don't want anymore.
Yeah, my point is that the program is doing very, very well, but I think an elite quarterback is not going to want to come to Wisconsin if he's the kind of guy that may be hoping to get into the professional ranks, you know?
Sure.
Because he knows it's basically a running team. They're very good at it, and he's going to be kind of a lesser light the way things are run now with Alvarez, Bielma, and Chris.
Appreciate it.
They got nice-looking teams.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, nice-looking.
Nice-looking.
You know, I give them an A-minus, but, you know, to get to that higher level, I think they'd have to kind of redo their philosophy, which I don't think they're going to do.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Hey, A-minus is good for me. I mean, like, you're telling me that your program is going to be in that realm? That works out. Now, I've never understood the feeling of why would a quarterback want to go to Wisconsin? All they want to do is run. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I get a Heisman Trophy candidate seemingly every other year that run behind me and the best offensive line in college football.
But they aren't.
Dude, sign me up.
But Billy, that's the other thing. They're never in on five-star offensive linemen.
Yeah,
they're
not.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They're not in these conversations. You got Alabama in on them, LSU in on them. These kids, most of these kids aren't five stars. You get one or two eventually that come through, but not at that level. You get three stars and four stars.
And they're all pros.
Four stars.
And they all go to the pros.
No doubt. And they coach them up really well, and you're right. Running backs, wide receivers used to be a thing here, and I think it could be again. The problem with this university has always been, even though they've sent quarterbacks to the National Football League that have been great backups in the league, outside of Russell Wilson, who's a star, but everybody else, the Sorgies and all these guys, all been good backups. Darrell Bevell, good offensive coordinator, now he won in the league. So they've put guys there, but they've had a problem generating consistent top-level play at that quarterback position to really maintain and hold the wide receiver talent there. It's been tight end you forever. It's every year they put a tight end into the NFL too. That's another position they've done well with. But wide receivers there for a while, they lost all of that. Now they're starting to bring them back. That's why Graham Mertz has to hit for them. He just has to hit. If he hits, now Graham Mertz can help recruit others and say, dude, nobody thought I should have won here. Everybody thought I should have won elsewhere. I stuck it out. I played there. I won a national championship at Wisconsin.
Okay.
I was a top five draft pick in the National Football League. And look at where I went, and that's because I was a quarterback at Wisconsin. They need that type of hit on a player. That's like the Bucks got on Giannis, Marquette got on Wade. They need that type of hit at quarterback. Because Russell Wilson was a transfer.
Yeah, Graham Mertz is having the time of his life right now.
I'm sure he is.
I'm telling everybody that this kid has. Check out his Instagram page. That dude is living the life right now down in UW-Madison. Gary knows all about what that kind of lifestyle can be for a dude like Graham Mertz right now down there at UW-Madison. I just smile every time I think about it. I'm like,
Gary's smiling.
The guy is just having a great time.
Oh, my God.
Tremendous time. Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Oh, man.
I'd be more happier if he was playing. Okay, let's talk about Robert's Specialty Meats. Colder weather this past week reminds us of the changing of the season. But when it comes to serving up quality food on your family's dinner table, Robert's Specialty Meats has the goods, not matter what the season is. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make dinner time the best time of day, starting with one of his stuffed pork roasts like the Al Capone roast. Oh, it's just the best. Just nothing better. Bountiful feast of meats, cheeses, and seasonings all wrapped up into one awesome meal, which can be trimmed to serve your needs. You will also find an ample selection of stuffed chicken breasts like the Door County Cherry, just oozing with true cherry flavor, plus over 30 types of original sausages and brats from mild to hot. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked B6 or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Hey, real quick, on Wednesday, October 9th, I sent this text out. Hey, Lomas, can you come on the radio show with us at 2:48?
Lomas Brown.
Yeah. Hey, Lomas Brown.
Yeah.
Can you come on the radio show with us at 2:48 Central Time, talking Packers and Lions matchup Wednesday, October 9th? Thursday, October 10th. Hey, Lomas, could you hit me back, please? Today at 11:37 a.m. Hey, Gary, how are you, man? I am so sorry I missed the messages. I just seen it. Hopefully we can hook up and talk Packers when the Lions play again.
Well, there we go. Week 17. Dialed in. Lomas Brown going to be
I'd start texting him December 1st. I just work ahead. Just work ahead, man.
Ask Lomas if he knows anything about Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Mike Clemens is here in 10 minutes talking Packers football with us. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Your afternoon drive home is so much better talking Packers football with us. Talking about it earlier on this morning, we get David Bakhtiari on Tuesdays. We hear from Ross Tucker playing the NFL on Wednesdays, 2:48. Ryan Wood joins us three times a week. And oh, by the way, we're the only show in the state that features two former Packers on it regularly.
And tomorrow there'll be three with Gilbert Brown joining us at 3:48. If Leroy's here.
I'm telling you, like literally,
the gravedigger.
Nobody talks Packers football, and nobody talks football in general like we can here on the Wendy's Big Show, and do with you at 414-799-1250. That's not bragging. That's just facts. In Greenfield, we have Brian at 414-799-1250. Hello, Brian.
Hey guys. So over the last say 10 to 20 years, there's only one program in the Big Ten that's been better than Wisconsin. That's Ohio State. Every other program would easily swap records with Wisconsin over that time. So people that think, you know, especially since Chris has got here, the program's been, I think, a lot more consistent than it was even under Alvarez as far as the number of wins and so forth. So, I mean, you've got that. Number two, I mean, you know, talking about quarterbacks and stuff, yeah, Ohio State gets some outstanding college quarterbacks, but name me one quarterback from Ohio State in the last 20 years that's done a damn thing in the NFL. Nobody has done anything. Wisconsin's had better quarterback play in the NFL.
That doesn't mean anything. The problem is, who cares? As a Badger fan, I don't care that you go into the NFL and you're a backup quarterback for your career. Does not matter to me how much money you make in the NFL. Doesn't matter at all.
You don't think that matters to recruits, though?
No, that you have a bunch of backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
That are making money in the NFL and being in the NFL?
That matters.
Thanks, Brian.
If it does, and they should have been doing a hell of a lot better with recruiting the quarterback position for the last 15 to 20 years, because they've been putting backup quarterbacks in the league pretty continuously for this whole run.
But it goes back to what you just said, though, Steve. Why aren't they getting five-star offensive linemen more than anything else? Now, I bet you can do – I venture to say the Badgers over the last 15, maybe 20 years, I bet you we put more offensive linemen in the NFL than any other program, more than Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know.
More than LSU, more than Clemson.
They got to be top 10 running backs put in as well.
I bet. But then you're right. Then again, where are the five-star offensive linemen raising their hands to come to Wisconsin?
Let me ask you this. Do you think, from a recruiting perspective, when you're a college football coaching staff, right? Do you look at it and go, where do I want to put my resources from a recruiting perspective? I can stay in state, stay kind of here in the Midwest. I don't need five-star offensive linemen. I'll make them into offensive linemen versus wasting all my recruiting time going after those kids. I'm going to change that and use my resources to go after Graham Mertz and try and get me a stud quarterback. I'm going to use my resources and try and go harder at a wide receiver or harder at a different position and just rely on the fact that we'll be fine at offensive line. Joe Rudolph and those guys will coach these guys up. Do you think that's a possibility of why they're not in the hunt for those guys?
I don't know why they're not. Steve, all I can think of is you look at their recruiting budget, they're almost at the bottom. I mean, they're not spending a whole lot of dollars.
By the way,
that.
Paul Chryst is 10th in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Overall.
You look at the coaching salaries.
Pay.
They're at the bottom.
Yep.
I don't know if it's a bottom line business of how much the overhead, how much money they need to make to probably cover all the other sports. I don't know what it is.
And will it ever catch up to them?
But I think they do rely on, we can go recruit these kids, the kids we want, and we can win 10 or 11 games with them. because eventually that's going to bottom out. Eventually, yes, you will lose to Illinois. You will lose to Northwestern when you're not supposed to. And then, of course, then you maybe once in every 5-6 years you can beat Ohio State. Then you can beat Michigan. But and then you can get to the Big Ten championship game, and then you get there, you can get blown mm-hmm. out. I mean, it's you look at Penn State for right now this year. They are incredible. I mean, you look at their talent that they have right now. It is unbelievable what they put on the field.
Well, and also think of the guys that they've lost. They've lost Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, and Trace McSorley, just to name three in the last 2 years.
But they pour way more money into recruiting than the Badgers do. James Franklin is all about spending
that
money.
They also have a stadium that fits, what, 108,000 people?
Yeah.
108. You got, 105 at Michigan. You got another 100 and some at Ohio State, I believe.
Yeah, that's a definite
change.
The
Badgers are not bad. They come in at about 80,000-90,000. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. I just think Wisconsin, too, is not, and Tom hit it, not as sexy of a program as a Ohio State or Michigan. And I think now Michigan is starting to lose some of it. I think if Wisconsin 1 and 2, they can go into Michigan and get the best lineman out of Michigan.
And they did last year with Logan Brown. Yeah. And I think they can now go and compete recruiting, and this could be, I think, the tipping point, too, where you look at going into the state of Georgia, going into the state of Florida. You match up, I think, closer to Michigan than you ever have before, being able to say, it's going to be cold either place you go. There's going to be snow either way you go.
Right.
Either here or Michigan, mm-hmm. and we're going to be able to do something better.
We're going to whoop their tail every year.
Yeah, and we're going to put you in the league because we've been doing it consistently. Right. Rams on the north side, he's up on the fan. Hey, man, pick a lane.
I'm going to pick a language y'all discussing right now. It's very interesting. But I'm going to throw this at Gary.
Throw it at me, Ram.
You went to Wisconsin. I lived up there. I was up there when Barry came up there and turned that program around, the Rose Club and all that. So I know that whole history. But I want to ask you this. What would you do if you was the AD right now and you want to make Wisconsin a competitive program where they can win the NCAA title for basketball and football? Who would you hire as coach? Or either one, like if you had to budget everything, you say, I'm going to get this guy, I'm going to get this guy. And the other thing I'll say is this, I got friends that live in Ohio. I mean, they breed football players there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about like they got talent just inside of their state. I mean, they don't even have to leave. The kids that don't go to Ohio State, they can go to University of Ohio, or they get picked up by some other team, but the kids that they really want that's in the state, they right there in Ohio.
Right.
And then, Sparky and Baby T, I figured the top football state's got to be Ohio, Florida, California, and Texas.
Yep.
So if you're not recruiting out of them, say, what y'all talking about all the time, you're not even in that top four. If you're not getting these 4 or 5s out of that, but anyway, I'm gonna leave that on the table and let y'all talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I see, if you're not getting no players out of there, Sparky, you know it. You're not even in the conversation.
Nope.
Yeah, and another state is Georgia. Doesn't even really go outside of Georgia to recruit.
He hit the top four right there, I think.
Very little. Florida's another one.
Just freight trains of
you had that assistant coach that was on Gary Anderson's staff that was with Chris. Was he with Chris maybe a year?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the former Georgia running back?
Yeah.
And he was down there, and he was making headway and doing a hell of a good job, and then they lost him because he went to Georgia, I think. Did the Bulldogs hire him?
Georgia, yep.
He got hired down there to be on their staff for a heck of a lot more money, and he was out of here, and they lost him. They actually had somebody down there. That's the other thing I don't get.
What you don't get, Steve?
You got all your former teammates that still live down there that can be instrumental and be a part of this thing that Paul knows. Why wouldn't you be using all the resources that you have to help you?
That's a good question, Steve.
Makes no sense.
You can only use so much. You can only bank on those alumni so many different times. Mm-hmm. Like, how many different times are they going to call Gary and be like, dude, we got this 4-star running back out of Georgia that really also wants to do sports talk radio.
Well, the reason why they don't do that, because they want to make sure everything is clean.
Sure.
You can't have alumni helping recruit. Now, that used to happen in the 80s, but that doesn't go over very well.
You think Miami's not having those guys help him?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But
are they on the up and up?
But Wisconsin's not doing that.
We're going to be on the complete up and up and keep everything strict by the book, and we're only going to talk about football with our guy Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold football reporter. And I can't imagine that we're going to talk about any crazy nonsense like we did about Netflix and chill with Mike Clemens like we did with David Bakhtiari. If you missed that, make sure you go and check that out after the show. But if we do, it'll be a different version with Mike Clemens.
Third and eight, and that's a sack put up by the Chargers. Joey Bosa, his eighth of the season.
Silly penalties that we're not used to having, that hurt us. You know, that especially when you only have three possessions in the first half, you got to make them count. So I'm just talking about the offensive side of the ball. We got to be, you know, honest with our routine and the decisions we made the last 48 hours and make sure that our head's in the right place the next time we come on a big road trip, which will just be in 3 weeks.
That's Aaron Rodgers after the call from CBS Sports. Packers get run out of the building out in L.A., and we'll talk about it with Mike Clemens coming up here in just 1 second. But first, these words from C. Sparky Pfeiffer and Wendy's.
Wendy's, they have deals for you, and they always have something new and exciting for you. Remember, it was the Boo Books leading up to Halloween, and I was so excited when my young Jackson got himself a free Junior Frosty because people were doing what I told them to do and hand out those free Junior Frosties on Halloween. Now they got the two for $5 deal. Right now at Wendy's, score two of your faves for just $5. Choose from a 10-piece spicy or crispy nugs, a Dave single, or a spicy chicken sandwich. That's Wendy's two for $5. A win-win for you and for Wendy's. We got you. Spicy nuggets available for a limited time only.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, courtesy of Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. He is Mike Clemens. He is our green and gold football reporter embedded in everything going on in Green Bay. Hello, Mike.
Bill, big show. I wanted to start with a postscript on the San Diego Chargers. I listened to an interview that Melvin Gordon did once they got back to their facility, and he was asked about that incredible hurdle over Packers defensive back Shandon Sullivan to get the first down, and just how good he feels three or four games back into this. You know, he had a fumble against the Titans that cost the Chargers, but now they feel like they've got your team together, the one that was 12-4 last year, and so now they've got a short week. See, they feel real good about what they did against the Packers. Yesterday on the big show, we played on the clip of Phil Rivers saying, man, the reason we kept on running two tight ends and two backs is because we ran 25 consecutive plays where the Packers' defense never changed. So if they're not going to change, we'll just keep attacking the A-gaps up the middle. We'll keep throwing the ball over the middle and moving the chains. And why change? It was, you know, it was a head-scratcher. Anthony Lynn making the big change a week ago at offensive coordinator. I think they got a new voice in their meeting rooms with Shane Steichen. And so now they're going to play the Raiders in the Coliseum for probably the last night game ever in the Coliseum with the Raiders. And Anthony Lynn, former player for the Broncos, talked about that place.
I have a lot of memories in the Black Hole, man. That's a fun place to play football. You know, it's like every game's like Halloween. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. It's a good place to go play. That's what they're known for. I've been hit with beers, batteries, you name it.
Gonna miss that?
Yeah, I'm going to miss it, no doubt.
Yeah, with a battery?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, anything goes in the Coliseum, man. Anything goes, you know. Double A, not a car battery. Double A. I have my helmet on. No doubt.
Mike, I'm telling you, he's my favorite coach in the NFL, Anthony Lynn, right there.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, he's lucky because I tell you what, when the Cleveland Browns had their team and they were in Cleveland the first time at that, was that Municipal Stadium they were at?
Memorial Stadium.
Memorial Stadium, that's what it was.
That's
yeah.
Where the Cleveland Indians played. 78,000 seats in that old place.
Yeah, they were throwing size D batteries at you because had to move because we had to warm up down by the dog pound. We had to move from the dog pound to like almost midfield to warm up.
Yeah, rough. Yeah, because they were right there on the end zone.
Yes.
Right?
Man, yes.
I remember that ballpark.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about this run defense, and you're going to get Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, went to school with Blake Martinez. They were teammates together at Stanford. Blake says he texts Christian back and forth. Christian, number two running back in the NFL behind the Minnesota Vikings.
They better hope Blake doesn't have to cover Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield.
Well, now he's dealing with a broken hand. It's like 10 days ago he's in practice. They're doing a competition drill, and you know, the one guy goes this way, you go that way, and he feels his hand go crunch, and it's like, oh, no. All right, that didn't feel real good. And he waited until Saturday morning. They had it checked out, and they said, well, yeah, you broke your hand. So he played the Chiefs game with his cast on. He's got it on now. He's probably going to have to keep it on at least through their bye week. And he's you know, people are like, oh, Blake Martinez, he's not very good. Well, he leads the league in tackles.
Nobody cares.
He's been in 48 games. Give me 9 or 10 more Blake Martinez, and you're probably going to the Super Bowl. I don't understand why people underrate him.
All you got to do is go read
Pete Doherty. Fought the same fight with A.J. Hawk for years.
And that's a great comparison. Look, if you go and you read Eric Berenchik and Pete Doherty, they break down very, very well why Blake Martinez really is hurting them as much as he's helping them, if anything. Okay. We had Ryan Wood on. We brought up the tackles thing. Ryan Wood pretty much called it a useless stat.
Well, let me address the issue by first asking Blake Martinez, so what's it like having to play football and against Melvin Gordon, you know, with your hand in a cast?
Not great. I'm hoping soon. I think it's all off how they feel and how the x-rays look and CT scans and stuff like that. Just something working through every day.
How do you play linebacker with a pet hand,
though? Very hard. It's basically playing linebacker with one hand. Not how I want to play. Been kind of disappointed going back last game and this game. Just on how I want to get off blocks, do things. Hasn't allowed me to kind of play how I was playing earlier in the season.
You're not able to grab with that thing on at all, and it's all violent motions that you have to utilize there. And sometimes when you're using that club, especially on defense, you're only thinking of how am I going to use it for my benefit. And right there, you're already a half a step back because you're thinking before you're just going out and playing and reacting.
So you spent $55 million to get a pass rush with the Smith brothers. You spent your first-round pick on Rashawn Gary to get a pass rush or, you know, build for the future. What are you doing to help Blake Martinez? Well, you got the defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, who usually doesn't have another linebacker on the field. He's got more defensive backs. And Brian Gutekunst, you know, let's ask him, what are you doing to stop this run? Well, I spent a third-round pick on Oren Burks. We thought that would be the guy that would be there to help out Blake Martinez, a guy who could cover a tight end, a guy who would have some speed, a guy to have some smarts. And he has all those things, 6'4". But what's he do? He injures the shoulder in warm-ups against the Raiders in preseason last year, tears the pec trying to bring down Joe Webb this summer against the Texans. He's still wearing a harness, and he's still not there, man. He's a smart football player, but he is not the animal that they need out there. He only had 8 snaps in the game against the Chargers. Then you pick up B.J. Goodson from an average Giants team. You know, he used to be good. He used to have a lot of starts. He had 13 snaps in L.A. Will Redmond, an off-the-street safety, he had 22 snaps. So that's where Patton's playing these guys. He's going more for the, you know, apparently they really miss the Raven Green built tough safety. You know, mm-hmm. You play him at safety, the hybrid guy, right?
The Dale Buchanan type guy.
Well, yeah, and that's what they're, I guess what that's we're looking for. So today, they bring in Ibrahim Campbell from the IR back up. They release Tim Williams. You know, some of your listeners have been texting me, well, why don't they bring in Tim Williams? Well, they brought him in as an outside linebacker. He was a former Raven. We know how good the Ravens' defense is if you watched him against the Patriots. We talked about that in that preseason game, just like they just got a factory of linebackers in Baltimore. They just keep coming. So you think if you get one of those guys, but he just got released today because they like this Ibrahim Campbell. Now, he's only 5'11", 210. He's not a big dude. I've talked to him a couple times. Very smart. Very impressive. You know, these guys, they like the Northwestern guys. Dean Lowry, Tyler Lancaster, mm-hmm. and this guy. Really smart football player, and he's been in the league. He's played in 46 games, 12 starts. Texans, Jets, Dallas Cowboys before they picked him up. But he was on his way to making some plays. They were impressed last season. McCarthy was still coach, but then he snapped his ACL on his special teams on punt coverage. Made an amazing recovery, so they're going to bring him up. But you know what, this defense, and we asked Pettine about this a week ago about run defense. He said, it's not about scheme, it's about execution. So he's pointing the finger at some of his players. Apparently, you know, what you're still really missing is like, I don't know, like an Earl Thomas or an Ed Reed kind of guy. You know, you got Savage out there for the fast guys. You got Kevin King and Jair on the corners for the speedy wide receivers. Adrian Amos is out there floating around, but you need one more guy out there. I don't think Campbell's going to be it right away. Here's the other guy that's missing in action. Josh Jackson, who came into camp with a foot injury. Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. But did you know he was an active
healthy
Sunday?
Scratch.
Mm-hmm. A healthy scratch. He's MIA.
He's not a second round pick.
He's a second round pick from last year. He's a built dude. That's a guy that could be helping you stop the run, right?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you would anticipate that these guys are going to be able to help you more than maybe a fifth-round pick, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who we're wondering where did he go in the game plan, and Matt LaFleur talked about needing to get him the football and get him at least some looks down the field.
I wanted to play this because this reflects the mood of the locker room. And in the background, you're going to hear Tony Brown, and baby Tosh, don't worry, I've played this three times. It's okay, you don't have to hit the dump button. But listen carefully. This is Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Smart kid. He's trying to live up to what Aaron Rodgers wants. Rodgers has called him out last year about practicing, being more thorough. Be more like Kumerow. Work on your technique. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. There's little things you got to work on if you're going to build trust and get to the next level as a top, you know, wideout as a wide receiver. So he was asked about, you know, was there a lack of focus? I mean, you know, how's this team responding after coming out so flat against the Chargers?
No, I wasn't much talking in the locker room after a loss. We did most of our talking today, and we just got to go out and do things differently. They were a good defense. They played their game better than, you know, we've seen them play. So they did a good job, and that's a good football team. And we hurt ourselves a lot throughout that game. You know, it wasn't one thing in particular that, you know, one guy did wrong or one unit did wrong. You know, it's a collective group. We just weren't being ourselves.
Why do you think there was a lack of focus?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, the focus was, you know, too far off. It just came down to just us not being us, you know. I think that's just the biggest thing. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, everyone wants to go out and perform well, you know, so that wasn't, you know, that was what we wanted to go out and do and didn't play up to our standard. So I don't think that we weren't, you know, as focused as we should be, but, you know, it comes down to execution.
So that's the locker room. Look, MVS, you go out there and talk to him, man. We're going to go screw around here in the shower and have a good time.
Right, yeah. We're going to go and have fun. You go deal with all the nonsense.
You go deal with them. Yeah, you come up with the answers. And in case you missed it, listeners, an hour ago, great interview with David Bakhtiari. You can get it on demand on the website.
So did you know about Netflix and chill? No.
No,
okay,
did
we'll
I?
Move on. Yeah, that you didn't know.
No. You know what? I haven't had time to watch TV. I've got Netflix, but I barely have time to watch fun TV in the last year or two. Honest to God, I'm watching football all the time.
Don't worry about it, Mike.
Hard Knocks and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, this is a question a lot of listeners had, too. It's like, okay, if you're a little out of sync, if Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are, you know, blitzing on the right side and tearing up Billy Turner and Bulaga with his messed up hand, you know, why don't you give the ball to Aaron Jones? Here's David Bakhtiari, left tackle, on the Big Show an hour ago.
Was there any talk during the game or after the game about getting Aaron Jones maybe more involved than he was in that game?
If there was, I wasn't around for it.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
No, it's a great answer.
He wasn't around for it.
I've always been a believer in what's the hot hand. I'm an offensive lineman, so when you ask me this question, it doesn't matter to me.
Sure,
I'm about putting up points as an offense and winning football games because I don't have any stats, so I don't care if you throw the ball or you run the ball. I care about if we're throwing it, we're catching it, and if we're catching it, we're scoring points. Or if we're running the ball, you're getting yards per rush and yards after contact and scoring touchdowns. For me, I don't care. Whereas if you ask a different position, they may give you a different answer because obviously they're very confident in their own abilities and they think that they can change a game. So I would definitely say, you know, if you're asking Aaron Jones, he's like, yeah, of course I want the ball more. I want to put the offense on my back and win the games. I'm sure if you ask Aaron Rodgers, he's like, I'd love to put the ball in my hand every play because I want to win the game. You talk to Devontae Adams, you talk to Jimmy Graham, so many quality professional athletes that are confident in their own abilities.
Everybody wants to be able to win the game. Mike, I said that's the reason why the offensive linemen are so level-headed and not kicking over kicking tents and throwing water coolers and punching stuff. Just
and sometimes a loss like this brings out some interesting truth of what's really going on inside the locker room. And oh, by the way, news media now, they've got officer video camera of the Za'Darius Smith
bust and going through the back end and finding, you know, the marijuana stuff like that. That's going to be on the TV news show. So that's one more thing they're dealing with on their plate this week in Green Bay.
Well, and Mike, at least now I saw on Facebook, now you can show the video that it was not you.
No, it was
when
not.
You go home.
No, I picked up these court papers, you know, and I come home and my wife is, what is this? It's like, I said, this is a story I'm following, yeah. You know, because it's I get these court papers. Like, I was arrested for possession of pot or synthetic marijuana and going 81 miles an hour in a construction zone.
So. Well, don't worry. If you have to pin it on anybody and you don't want to do it to Zadarius Smith, Mike, I'll take the bullet for you.
You know,
don't worry
lawyer?
About it. Yeah, I got you. Or just, you know, put it on me. It's all good. Mike, we'll talk later.
Thank you, Big Show.
That's Mike Clemens, 5:35, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You talk football with our green and gold football reporter. Yeah, for sure.
Kim and LaVoy. It's Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. So obviously, well, Julius Kim and John LaVoy is who you call, right? I mean, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've done some law work in my day.
I wouldn't call you.
Read a couple of law books before. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Think I'd be able to take care of it?
No.
Okay. Talk about the Mecca.
Probably a good idea.
After just being insulted like that.
Yeah. Why don't you get ready for your Admirals game tomorrow? Football experience party at the Mecca coming up on Sunday. One more time, 3:25 start, Green Bay and Carolina. All kinds of prizes to be won. Miller Lite provides the prizes for our trivia questions throughout the game. Our thanks to them. Waukesha Sports Cards, Rob and crew provides us our big prizes for the end of the game. In order to play that at the end of the game, you have to play our tic-tac-toe card game. And if you win in tic-tac-toe, that makes you eligible to win those prizes at the end. So make sure you have those tic-tac-toe cards when you're at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill coming up on Sunday. You can reserve tables throughout, whether it be the luxury boxes up on the third level, gigantic booths, 6 to 8 people. See the wall of TVs, and that wall of TVs, a 42-foot-wide, ultra-high-definition screen TV surrounded by 9 more big screen TVs. The food, outstanding. Menu created by a team of talented chefs. Elevate Sports Bar Fair to a whole new level. It is the best place in Milwaukee to watch any sporting event, located in the Deer District across from Fiserv Forum. Go to the Mecca, MKE.com.
You got a chance at Journey and Pretenders tickets tomorrow with Chuck and Winkler. Also, John Heyman comes up at 8 o'clock with the boys in the morning. Eric Name talks Bucks basketball at 12:35 as they get set to take on the LA Clippers. We'll have the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show tomorrow night here on The Fan. We heard from David Bakhtiari. If you missed it, go to 105.7fmthefan.com or just hit that rewind feature right here on the radio.com app if you're listening to us right there. Gary Ellerson, was that some? Were you just stretching or you had...
No, I'm all good, cuz. Great show today.
Dang right. Learned a lot about Netflix and chill. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Listen to David Bakhtiari today. Great, great, great conversation with Adam McAlvey. Love to have Adam on.
And Otsi as well.
Yeah, I mean, great guest.
If you missed any of it, go check that out for Anthony Mandela. Great job as always, man. Gary, Sparky, I'm Baby Tausch. Keep it right here. You got 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.